I decided to for us to focus something about the Bible, but unfortunately, because it's going to take a little bit time, and I want us to study about something called unlimited growth in the church. You all aware of that? Of Jesus came to here this earth. He promised to build his church. He died. He resurrected. He speak to the apostles to wait in Jerusalem. On the Pentecost day, you see that, you can read from the Acts that the church was established, and on that day about 3,000 people was saved in that day. And from there, you see the multiple growth of the church. The first day, the first time Peter preached, you see about 3,000 people was added to the church. And as chapter 4, you can see about men, if you count only men, they are about 5,000. And as chapter 6, you can see that the church continued to multiply. So you can see the unlimited growth from the beginning when church started. So today, it seems like the church is not growing as it is in the beginning. And what is the reason? What is the reason why the church is not growing as it is before? This is a little what we want. I wanted to focus on about. And if you couldn't finish this week, maybe you have 2 weeks to continue. So it's not going to be about ration. But before that, I thank all of you, and I thank the congregation for giving me such opportunity to share the word of God. I see it as a privilege. And this remind me about how Jesus chose people. People who don't recognize as a society. People choose, God choose them and use them. And this encouraged me that if God can use me to teach his church or to say something about his word, everybody can do it. And I thank you. And before we focus on that study about unlimited growth, I want us to reflect our mind of what we have learned before. When I came here last time, we learned something about the two characters we learned from the Bible about Abraham and what? Lot. Who can help us to reflect our mind, because we have already learned that how problem in the Bible, the first beginning, the beginning of the problem, how our father, as a faithful father in Abraham, he able to solve that issue. And you can see, that's what I'm saying, you can see, you learn two characters from both of them. And it is very important because that is the fundamentals of our Christianity. You see, at times, our character and the way and manner you do our things count a lot. You see, we need to mature and we need to grow. The moment you swear in, you promise that you do go with Christ, you faithful and be baptized, it is our obligation to grow. So who can just summarize? You can say what we have learned before about Lot and Abraham. Who can help us? Nobody. Wow. Bragari, can you help us? Because we learn something about solving problem, and the issue is when problems comes at times, you find it difficult how to tackle the problem, and this is an issue going on our family, in our church, in our friends, in our, anywhere you go. Because we are human beings, we are not perfect. You always face this problem. And I'm talking sincerely about a person who have given faith. He is a faithful Christian. We are Christian. We believe something. And when problems come, I'm not talking about those who are outside the church, but those who are believers, when something like this happen, we learn something about threat. You see, like some approach Abraham followed. So we need to remember that. But I want somebody at least to tell me one thing Abraham and how Abraham start solving this issue. If not, we are not going forward then, unless we have to have something. Because we have learned this, and it is very important. It is very important that a little what you learn, this is how you grow. You always learn something, and you, that gradually, that is the process. We all have given birth to a child. When the child was given, gradually, you see improvement. You see, that is how the born again, the new Christian, you also need to do. We need to. So I'm listening to you. If not, then you need to finish our Bible class, because it doesn't mean that what you are going to learn, you can't remember. So there's no need for us to. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah.
So that we can both talk about the solution and find ways to solve the problem instead of going into the arguments, they find ways to solve the problem instead of making it escalate.
Good. Thank you, sister. Thank you so much. Because it is very important that if you learn something, you need to at least remember one. At least one. You see, because problem just came in Lot and Abraham. So Abraham started not to publish it as we normally do. You see, you normally do before, because I'm saying, I want to repeat this because what is the name? Huh? No. Lucky, he asked questions that when it comes about the person don't have listening ears. That's why I want us to focus this one. And this one, it seems like if you follow the God's instruction about, it doesn't mean that you get 100%, but at least you get about 90%. You see, the 90% of the problem can be solved. If you have a few times you have learned in the book of Matthew, Brother Gary was teaching us the book of Matthew, how the problem come when somebody sin, when a Christian, if you sin, in Matthew chapter 18, you see, 18, you have learned that. Quickly, our process is quickly, you just run and tell somebody, which is not the procedure. We have procedure. Here, you use pattern. You see, pattern, use the Bible. You see, so we have already learned that if somebody offends you or somebody sin, how to approach it. Or you say maybe you don't have listening ears. Because the person will not have listening ears depending on the way and manner you tackle the problem. So Abraham helped us to notice that you have to tell the problems, you propose the solution, and then you let go. You see, you have to trust on God. This is what you're supposed to do. And maybe this issue, you tackle it very well, because next opportunity I will get, I will try as best as possible for us to learn something about marriage and the family. You see, marriage and the family. Because this is, in the UK here, it seems like there's something which you copied. Instead of us to be as light and shine and be as salt, it seems like you, instead of follow the Bible principle of marriage and the family, at times it seems like you forgot that pattern. And it's very important, because God always illustrate or compare the church as marriage, compare the church with marriage. So we have a next opportunity I'll get, I'll try to learn that. And at least we need to learn it maybe 3 months or once a year. We need to learn that one. And it will help us to grow a lot, marriage and the family. And it's very difficult. It's not popular subject in the Church of Christ. Me, I've been to several Church of Christ. Marriage and the family is not a popular subject where people used to teach that aspect, because it holds you accountable. Every lesson holds you accountable, but marriage and family, you can't teach something where your family even don't support that. So a lot of times, we don't focus, or we just ignore that one. But that is very, very important. So let's go to our lesson. Our lesson is the biblical growth, unlimited growth of the church. As I was saying, every institution, every business need to grow. We have business people, businessmen, Bragery and all this. We have some businessmen here. Every business need to grow. Why? Because they have principles or pattern to follow. The same thing to the Lord's Church. The Lord's Church have pattern. And you normally call it pattern theology. Pattern theology, which means you use Bible, you use God's word to do everything. A lot of people say, oh, Church of Christ, you always concentrate with the Bible. And that is good, because you use pattern theology. So anything you do here, you do concerning what God has said. And as I was saying, the Church of Christ was established on the book of Acts. So if you want to know the history or the background of the church, you need to study the book of Acts. You need to read it very well. The first time the church was established, I'm saying it was people who baptized, is about 3,000. That is what the Bible is saying. It's about 3,000 people was giving their life to Christ. And the people was added. And Acts chapter 4, verse 4, you see, men, only men, they are about 5,000, which means the church is growing. Acts chapter 6, verse 1 going, you see, the people was multiplying. So if today we are not doing as the Bible has said, which means we are not, we have lack of something. And this is what today I want us to study. In the Bible, we have five things which help church to grow, or five things in Lord's ministry. The five things in Lord's ministry, five things. Who can help us? Because I want this first lesson be a general discussion. The five things, we know that Church of Christ, you have five things you do on Sunday if you come here to worship. Who can name them? Communion, yeah?
Teachings,
yeah? What? Prayers, yeah. Thank you. So we do five things on the first day of the week. That is you call that one worship on that five things. And we have five areas of ministry in the Lord's Church. For church to grow and have unlimited growth, as it happened on the book of Acts, the church need to have five ministries. Five ministries. And I want somebody to help me. You can, it's a discussion session. Five ministries.
Evangelism.
Evangelism, thank you. Evangelism, yeah? No, one. Oh, if you say one, don't say it all. Huh? Baptism. Yeah, baptism can be fall into different categories, but evangelism is the
benevolence.
Yeah, benevolence is the work of God, a work of the ministry of the church. The purpose of the church is to what? To do one, evangelism, and then you say benevolence. Yeah, okay. The other one, we have five ministries.
Fellowship.
Good. Fellowship. Good. Thank you. You have fellowship. Now you got three.
Edification.
Edification, if you can use another word, that would be. I'm expecting. Edification is good, but it seems like it's fall under. Some word. So I want to get exactly the word.
Teaching.
Yeah. Thank you. Teaching. You see, teaching. You have four. And then what? The last one.
Singing.
Singing is good. It's good singing, but it fall under something. Singing fall under what?
Worship.
So the church, the five ministry of the church is what? It's what?
Evangelism.
That is the first one. Then the second one, teachings. Teachings is the second one. You see from the Bible how Matthew arranged it. Luke arranged it. You see? The first one is evangelism. Second one is teaching. The third one is what? Let's arrange it properly. Third one is fellowship. Third one is fellowship. You see, third one is fellowship. And the fourth one is worship. Fellowship, worship, and then what? Benevolence. You see, or service, benevolence or service. So this is the reason why the first church was growing, because they practiced, and this issue, you need to practice it simultaneously. You see, you need to practice all of them simultaneously. This is what we are going to learn with this little, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks you have, how to evangelize, how the Old Testament, when the church begin, how people do the evangelism. And you need to, we as a Leicester Church of Christ, you also need to, if you want us to grow, unlimited growth, as you have seen, because we have example in the Bible. And you can't deny that. You can read it from the Bible that when the church started in the AD 33, you see the multiple. That is why the even problems came in Acts chapter 6. Because the people are getting more, multiplying. And don't forget, the more we have become more, the more our problem also will start. But if you are practicing these all five aspects of ministry, five ministries, by God so good, the church is going to grow. That is why I'm saying we have pattern for the church. We have, as we have a pattern to take the communion. Because the communion, you can't come here on Sunday and take any substance to come here on Sunday, on the first day of the week. You can't use anything. Where did you get that one? Because there is a pattern. There is a pattern. There is an example here for us to follow. You see? And the same thing is, when we are focusing these five ministries, the church will quickly grow. Let's open our Bible to Acts chapter. All this thing we'll find from Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 41, verse to the end. But let us see from Acts chapter 2. You all can read from Acts chapter 2, verse 37 to 41. Let's, if somebody has opened that place. You can see what we have already mentioned. And this thing, we have to keep memory in our mind that we have five ministries. Five ministries as a church to follow, and we have to do it continuously and simultaneously. You don't need to do, maybe we are doing one very good, or we are doing two, but if you want the church to grow as it has happened before, and what we can learn from the book of Acts, we need to do all these five ministry. Acts chapter 2, verse 37 to 41.
When they heard this, they were called to the heart.
Okay, thank you, Brother Luke. So, what Peter did here is evangelism. Evangelism is the process where you speak to those who don't know Christ. That is evangelism. Evangelism is preaching the gospel to the lost with the goal of their response in faith and obedience. There are different approaches, different cultures, different tools, but the ministry always has the same message and objective. Like, if you do evangelism, it doesn't matter if you are in the UK here, in Leicester, if you go to Ghana, the same thing. The same thing, maybe the language will change. If you go to Nigeria, Bermuda, America, maybe the language will change, but the outcome is the same. Evangelism. You see, evangelism has a potential in the lost church. And the church, as is supposed to grow, we need to what? Evangelize. And there's so many ways of doing this aspect. But today, I just want us to just focus on these five aspects of worship. And God willing, next week, you will find it one by one, what evangelism means, what the apostles or the early churches, they involve in evangelism, you see, so that anything or any opportunity you also will get will be very serious and go for it. So the first one is evangelism. The second one, as Brother Luke said, is education. Education or teachings. You see, education or teachings. That is the second one. Because what we can see is that those who were being baptized, about 33,000, they didn't leave them alone like that. You see, they continue teaching them. And the Bible will say that. You see, the Bible is say that. It's education. Let's read verse Acts chapter 2, verse 42a. Only the 42a. Yeah, well, they say they were continue devoting themselves to the apostles' teachings. Yeah. So those who were baptized were continuing. You see, it is everyday process. You see, they continue staying in the apostles' doctrine. You see, apostles' teaching. So we need to teach the baptized people. Now, not only the baptized, the church, you need teachings. You need teachings so that you can grow. So, first one is evangelism. Second one is what? Education. Education or edification. Yeah, we need to educate the people or teachings. You see, teachings. Say teachings. Teachings they save to obey all of Jesus' commands. That is what Matthew 28, verse 20. Let's read that. Matthew 28, verse 20. Matthew 28, verse 20.
Let you teach them to observe all things that I have commanded you.
Yeah, you can see it clearly from the scripture, that teaching the saved to obey all of Jesus' commands is the second major ministry of the church. Once believers have repented and have been baptized, they need to be taught. They need to be taught the things of Christ. You see, we need to be taught about things of Christ, how Christianity, how to perform, how to make worship. We need to be taught. And you also need to be taught how to be obey. You see, you need to be taught how to be obey. Obey, not be taught about teachings, but also we need to be teaching how to obey, obedience. You see, so the first one, evangelism, education, or teachings. The second one was, the third one was fellowship. Fellowship. This is what the sequence, how Dr. Luke gave it to us. So let's read 42b. You see, and to fellowship. You see, 42b. Yeah, and the prayers. So, the third ministry for the church is fellowship. Fellowship. It seems like at times when you are coming to church or we are coming to church program, it seems like you don't fully understand very well. Fellowship. The early Christians, they have what? Fellowship, and it's very, very important. Fellowship, because before you can have a fellowship, it means you share the same, what we have one thing to share in common. Look at here, our backgrounds are, we are from different backgrounds, different cultures, and different way altogether. But there is one thing you share in common. What is that? You share a common savior. You all share one thing. That is Christ. You share our common savior, Jesus Christ. Apart from our background, all these things, you share, that is where you have fellowship. A lot of people, a lot of us, we have family background, all these things. Our family, they are not Christians. And you don't have fellowship with them. Only Christians have fellowship. And the early beginning of the church, you can see that they have fellowship. They share Christ. They come together to share Christ. And it's very, very important. Attendance in every service, any activity you try to do on the church, we need to be participating. This is what early church did. They have fellowship. God willing, next week you go a little bit about how they do these things. Fellowship. They have fellowship. And let's read. They say the next one is worship. Let's read verse 42c. It seems like you always read this Bible here. At least everyone has read the book of Acts. But at times, there is difference between reading and studying. Reading and studying. That's why we encourage everybody to read. Because if you read and it comes like explaining or teachings like this, you all can quickly understand rather than you are not being a Bible readers. So it says 42C. What is saying there?
42C says breaking of bread and prayer.
Breaking of bread and prayer. That is worship. That is for about worship. You come here, you break the bread, you make our request to God. You speak to God. Because God is our Father. That's why he say, our Father who art in heaven. That's why Jesus said, we learn from Matthew, do not call anyone who? Father. Not that he's talking about my father who, I have a father. You see, I have a father. But in the church, no one is a father here. No one. Our Father, or you share only one thing, our Father who is in heaven. And we say, they continue. You see, let's understand the word as well. They continue steadfastly in the apostle. So it's not like they did it once and stopped. It's a continual thing. That's why you see, it came to a time when the Jerusalem church, they were about 10,000. There are more than 10,000 people, congregations. They are more than 10,000. What happened? What is the cause? There's no miracle, because this is the miracle of the church, how the church is supposed to grow. And you need to tackle all these five aspects, so that the church must grow. The fourth one is worship. You come here to worship. You not come here to at least make jokes. No, you don't come here to make jokes. You are come here to reverence somebody who is most higher. You see, you worship. You come here with worship, and it's very, very important. When times come, you get a little bit explanation about that one. And the last one is what? You say the last one is what?
Service.
Thank you. Service. At times, I want all of us to concentrate or focus the teaching. That is most important thing. The service. Let's read Acts 2:45.
And so their possession and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need.
He said, the early church, they sold their possessions. They noticed the need to what? To support God's work. It seems like you are not focused, at times you don't focus that particular area. You see, service is one most important thing. I quite remember in Ghana, 1983, Ghana, there was very famine in Ghana, 1983. I remember that time I was a boy. Now I'm a man. Church of Christ in America, they brought food, rice, and all these things. And I'm telling you, the church building is full. Even people are standing outside on Sundays. Why? Because of what? Service, benevolence, service. It is very, very important to focus that one. That's why I'm saying we need all five together so that the church can what? Lift up. The church can lift up. The church can grow. Like your travelers, like plane, airplane, before it can move, there's two engines, no? It move, it spark all the engine, go a certain speed. At times, it's if tackle your bed. He have a speed, a certain limit of speed he's supposed to go before the lift off take place. The same thing as compared to the church. We need to, it's not, what I'm saying is not easy. It's not achieved in one day because Christianity was established. People who came to join the Christianity, it seems like they have Christian morals, at least because God has trained certain people, Judaism, all this, Judaism was there. So it seems like they have good morals. They have Christian morals. So when it's come to a time when they need elders and deacons and all these things, they find it quickly. They find it too quickly. Now, if you need elder or deacons and all these things, it's not easy. It's not easy job. But that time, he said he left, you are learning leadership. He left Titus in Crete to make a leadership and all that. That time, God has already prepared people so that this position was quickly, they get people to function these positions quickly, you see. But now, the world, we are 21st century, it seems like people even don't believe God anymore. So to become an elder or deacons or preacher and all this thing is not easy. Or become a Christian is not easy. So this is the five things, five ministries we need to what? Practice. The church need to practice so that you can expect unlimited growth as it is happening on the day of Pentecost. Today, I'll try to manage my time very well. So if anybody has a contribution or something to add it on or something to share, there's a time for us to do that. So let us remember, so far you have what you have learned. We have learned that church, the Lord didn't leave the church alone. The church have a pattern, and you call it pattern theology. You see, pattern theology. We have a formula or a pattern to follow. That is why you don't do the things as denominations do. You follow the Bible, what the Bible has said. So the lessons we have learned that before the church can grow, as it's happened on the book of Acts, you need to do five things. The five things is what? Evangelism, education, fellowship, worship, and then what? Service. These five things we need to do. And individuals, we all church, we need to do our best so that the church can grow and grow and demonstrate more love. And most of the time, you focus about the God's job. The God's job is, but look, read it, Acts 2, verse 47. That is the work of the Lord. You see? This is the position at times you focus. How many people are baptizing? How many people are being the members on it? This is not our job. This is not our job. Our job is the five ministries. If you do our five ministries, you say the God added. You see, God added. It's the God who add people, not me, not you. You see, it's God who added when you do all these five ministries. And God's so good, maybe gradually by teachings and with one accord, we can get there. So if anybody has contribution or something to say, you can quickly share it.